People in southern Gaza have told Reuters that the Israeli government is expanding the so-called yellow zone it controls in eastern Khan Yunis and northern Rafah. Israeli troops have reportedly ordered remaining residents out of the zone, and on May the 28th, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu directed Israel's military to expand its hold and take control of 70% of the enclave. Nearly the entire population of 2 million people, most of whom have been displaced, now live in a tiny strip of land along the coast, mainly in makeshift tents or damaged buildings under Hamas control. Residents, including this man, Mohammed Junaya, say Israeli tanks have pushed further into Gaza City's Al-Tufa neighbourhood, forcing yet more families to flee their homes.
I swear we don't know where to go. We are getting our furniture out. We were staying through the strikes and we were getting by, but now we can't handle it anymore. We have young people, children and people with amputated legs. Where are we supposed to run with them at night? We wanted to leave early today, but we don't know where to go. Praise be to God, we accept God's will.
Israel and Hamas remain deadlocked over how to proceed with the next stage of US President Donald Trump's Gaza plan, which involves Hamas laying down its arms and Israeli withdrawals.